So, dear friends, the name of my sermon is Dear Friends. Love is all about dot, dot, dot. I'm going to pull a Gospel of Mark on you right there. However, let's go back in time a little bit. In a sermon last November, I said this: modern love is not the same as biblical love. We think we know all about love, but too often our love is passive. It's a passive response to something. We don't really do anything. I mean, we say we love chocolate, but we don't do anything except consume it. We say we love a movie, but we don't do anything except sit there. We love our spouse, but how often do we let them do things for us instead of us doing things for them? So we have to remember that God's love is not passive, especially as expressed in 1 John. God's love is active, active. And so to actively love God with all our heart and our soul and our mind is to choose to love God as God chooses to actively love us. So, maybe it's time we replace our cliched thinking about modern love with a biblical understanding of love. Love is active. Love moves upwards towards God. Love moves outwards and in circles to others. Active love moves upwards, moves outwards, moves in circles. Wait a minute. That reminds me of something. Moves upwards, moves outwards, moves in circles. What does that remind me of? Well, okay, hold on. So everything in the Bible circles back to love. And everything in every sermon I have ever preached circles back to love. So wait a minute. Maybe I don't have anything left to say. Maybe I've said it all. Oh boy. Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Fill me, lift me, inspire me, so that I might find new words to speak about your glorious love as you pour it down upon this, your beloved worshiping community. Amen. All right, so let's see. Active love moves upwards, moves outwards, moves in circles. I know that reminds me of something. Upwards, outwards, circles. Wait a second. Okay, here. Let's take a step back, okay? Where did love come from? Well, if we look at the Gospel of John and the first letter that John wrote, 1 John, we look at John's style, and he seems to like this word, in the beginning, because he starts his gospel, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And if you go to this letter in 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, he says this: for this is the message you heard from the beginning, we should love one another. From the beginning, we should love one another. Wait a minute. I'm still stuck on this thing. Active love moves upwards, moves outwards, moves around. What is this doing? Maybe it's all about dance. Maybe love is all about dance. Because if you look at modern scholarship that looks at the Greek theologians in the time after Jesus, in the early church, they were talking about periokeresis. And periokeresis is a Greek word that means circling, weaving, intermixing, dancing. And this is what they are looking at when they are describing the actions of the three persons in the Trinity: circling, interweaving, intermixing, dancing, a dance of Trinitarian love. And that word periochoresis, we get the word choreography from that word today. So consider, in the beginning, the Trinity as an ever-moving circle dance of love with Father, Son, Holy Spirit constantly moving in and through one another in harmony, in joy, in peace, in love, and in all of this movement, all of this action, creating our universe. Could we see the first slide, please? Now, Christianity, years ago, centuries ago, split into two parts. Western Christianity, that's where we are, and Eastern Christianity. And in the West, we see the Father, Son, Holy Spirit in this way. This is a classic way of looking at the Trinity. Now, you notice it's all lines and angles. Okay, we see the next slide. But in the Eastern Christianity, this is how they see the Trinity. There are no lines, there are no angles. The Eastern Christianity looks at the Trinity and sees a perichoresis dance of love, constantly moving, weaving in and out, sharing, touching, circling, exploding. And Bruce, you can leave this up there for a little bit. So love was at the beginning of our creation because our triune God was dancing at the beginning of our creation. And think about this. In the beginning, light was separated from dark. Perhaps that was all part of a dance. The earth was separated from the sky. Perhaps that was part of this dance. Water was separated from land. Perhaps that was part of this dance. What if creation itself sprang from the dynamic overflow of our triune God's dance of love? All right, don't look at me like I'm crazy. Because we have something similar even today. Think about a loving couple who creates a baby as the dynamic overflow of their own dance of love. Yeah, it's all about love. It's about active love, not passive love. It's about love that swirls and circles and moves and shares. And this is what 1 John is celebrating, and this is what we are talking about this morning. It's all about a dance of love. And Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we are called into living into relationships of giving and receiving. And these relationships become love in action and in name. This is the kind of love that wants to lift up and engage and serve others. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, this is what the dance of love that overflows from God and comes down to us does. It orients us to take care of one another so that you do not have to worry about yourself, because ever the people in the congregation and the community are taking care of you and thinking about you and worrying about you as you would be worrying and taking care of and thinking about them. We have our outreach, we have our newsletters, we have our Facebook page, we have our tending teams, we have our food pantry, we have our online worship, and all of these are part of this love that wants to lift up, serve, and engage. So we call our dances of love, we call them ministries, we call them outreach, we call them service to our community, but in every one of these actions, we are moving from being church consumers to being, in our own way, church creators. We are moving from the I love chocolate passive kind of love to the God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son kind of love. And so it is all about the dance of love. and the relationships between the three persons of the Trinity, dynamic, loving, moving, serving, interacting, form a model for a life of love, a dance of love for all God's children. Now, if you look into the spirituality of the Navajo people, it on the surface does not look anything like Christianity. But the Navajo people talk about this, God's ever-moving, ever-weaving, ever-circling dance of love with a prayer. Now, this prayer uses the word beauty. If you substitute the word love, it is the same. But let me just tell you the Navajo prayer of dance, of moving, of weaving, of circling. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me. Beauty is above me. Beauty is below me. I am surrounded by beauty. I am immersed in beauty. In beauty, I began. In beauty, I will end. Or we could say, in love, I began. And in love, I will end. The periochoresis of the Trinity's dance of love is God's love pouring upon all his people. So yes, it's all about a dance of love. But we're not perfect. So what happens? What happens when this dance of love goes wrong? What is that called? Well, it's called sin. You see, when we sin, we are separating ourselves from God. We are separating ourselves from ourselves. We are separating ourselves from our community. And in all this separation, we are breaking the flow of the dance. We are stepping on our partner's feet. We are letting go of their hand. The writer Michael Spencer describes this moving away aspect, this separation aspect of sin. He's got this beautiful phrase. He calls it a choreography of conflict. Sin as a choreography of conflict, which is in contrast to God's dance of love. And when we create a broken dance, when we sin, you know, really in the back of our minds, we are trying to recreate, we are trying to do the impossible. You know, we want to give ourselves a dance of separation, and we think this is going to be a substitute for the dance of love. But it never can be, and it never will be. It's all about the dance of love. So when I said at the beginning of my sermon, dear friends, love is all about dot, dot, dot. It's all about the dance. The gospel, the good news of Jesus, what does that do? It brings us back into relationship with God. But it doesn't end there. It brings us back into the dance with God, into the joyful, loving periochoresis of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ, life, death, and resurrection have gifted us with an eternally renewing invitation to their dance. I found this most astonishing quote, and I want to read it to you. I do not know who wrote this. And I looked online, I could not find an author. The source where I found this could not find the author. But just focus on these words, please. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are engaged in a dance of love, which is their life together. A dance without beginning or end. a dance which is joy beyond our telling. The music of this eternal dance echoes in the vast reaches between the stars, pulses in the worlds inside of atoms, travels on every breeze across the earth, and surges in the blood within our veins. From time to time, we hear the music of this eternal dance, perhaps during silences when everything seems to make sense, perhaps during celebrations when we have a foretaste of heaven. The Trinity is engaged in an unending dance. And yet the miracle is that their circle breaks open. That circle breaks open. And the Son and the Holy Spirit, while holding hands with the Father, extend their hands to us, inviting us into their circle, drawing us into their dance, so that we become their partners and participants in their love. I wish I knew who wrote that, but that is astonishing. So that we become participants in their love. It is all about the dance of love. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we are ever moving in this world. We are moving physically, we are moving emotionally, we are moving spiritually. Let us pray that in every one of our movements, we are moving in a way that connects us to this great dance of the Trinity. Father, Son, Spirit, moving together, sharing and shaping and including and overflowing. And if we can do that, and it is sometimes a challenge, whether we're in our sanctuary or listening at home online or in your car or on a Sunday or a Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever. But that is our challenge. How do we take the love that God has brought into us? The love that created us is a dynamic overflow of that love and bring it into this world. All I know is that we can do this. God has given us His Spirit, His grace, and His hope. And so as we imagine the circle of the Trinity breaking open, extending their hands to us, as we imagine God, Father, Son, Spirit wrapping their arms around us, showing them their rhythm, getting us to move with them, we give thanks and praise for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.